Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to
Stop It! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is my Father's Day 2020 Buyer's Guide. This is for all of you out there that are wanting to go shopping for dear old dad, and you're trying to figure out what you want to get, what you need to get, and you're trying to figure it all out. So let's dive into this one. Now, first, I want to talk about kind of how do you figure out what are you going to get for your father, you know, like for Father's Day here. So what tools to buy, what brand? So what I would do is first run out of the garage, take a peek around there, be a little sneaky, see what brands he has if you don't already know. Maybe it's Ryobi, maybe it's DeWalt, maybe it's Milwaukee, maybe it's Porter Cable, Craftsman, whatever that brand is out there, I would start following down that same path, because now what happens is where everything's going to battery power, you can actually use those other batteries to help supplement. So an added tool is an added tool. So what I would do is go around and just take some quick inventory and see what you see. That'll give you some good intel on what brand to start chasing down. And then start figuring out what tools does he need. You know, go take a look, walk around, see what you got. And if you know of what projects are coming up, there could be something that you could get that would help with that big project. Or maybe it's just yard care stuff, or maybe he's just got a tired old barbecue outside. But whatever it is, spend some time trying to figure out what he's got coming up and what'll help. If he likes to work on cars, there's a lot of great things that'll help there, for cart maintenance to wood shop stuff. Any of these things will sure help. And then I want to talk about tool trends here real quick, just so you know, if you haven't heard already, everybody's cutting the cord. Battery powered has now basically replaced on virtually all major power tools, anything with a cord. So you're not stuck with a cord anymore. And if he's got some old tools, maybe it's a great place to upgrade that to a cordless. So if he's got a circular saw that's an old one, try a new battery powered one out of his favorite tool brand. Now, what I will say, though, is if you've got a Ryobi or one of the very entry level type tools, you know, brand wise, I would be a little careful with the circular saws because they're not going to be as good as what that one is. But if you're getting into the nicer stuff, kind of DeWalt on up, you're going to find a circular saw that's going to do really well for most homeowners. And quite frankly, I've got a circular saw by Milwaukee that framers can use all day long, and it'll work out really well. So it's just depending on what you're trying to do. Now let's talk about some of my favorite new shop tools out there. Now, all the tools we're going to talk about today are stuff that I either own or I've used or I've sampled, and I've had some significant time in my hands with this stuff. So it's just something to take a peek. These are all good buys that I've found out there. So first off, and plus, don't worry, I'm going to put all of these links up on the descriptions here in the show notes down below, so you'll be able to find it right there. So we'll have all those links there. And these are not my favorite places to go buy stuff. If you see a link from a certain brand, sometimes maybe it's only available at that store.
or it's just one that I grabbed and decided just to find it at whatever place. So you'll see a mixture of places that you see out there, and it could be available at another store just like it someplace else. So first off, Milwaukee has a M12, which is your 12-volt system, battery-powered 3/8 ratchet. So this is what you would use to take bolts off a car, put stuff together around the house, any of those kind of things. This M12 ratchet 3/8 will use, I use it weekly at my house. It has a lot of hours on it just from changing stuff, working on cars to, like I said, you know, putting in leg bolts into something. It works really well for all of those. I use it a lot. And then second of all is a table saw that I have, which is it's their Milwaukee 8 1/4 M18. So it's the 18-volt table saw. Yes, it's an 18-volt table saw. It will cut tons of stuff off the battery on it. This is something that if Dad doesn't have a compact table saw that he can move around and use, this I absolutely love. Now, you can go out and spend 2 and 3 times the money and get a saw stop. Those are super safe. They've got a technology that will keep Dad from getting hurt using it. But I tell you what, for the money, and this is a good table saw to get. Now, Home Depot's got some special buys out right now. So they've got their Atomic 20-volt Max DeWalt basically combo kit on a special buy right now that you can get. It's a super good deal, and it's their cordless compact drill impact combo kit. You know, two tools, two batteries, it's and a charger. Really good deal out there. You can check your store from that. I'll have the link down below. And then Home Depot does this every once in a while, their Husky Mechanics tool set. So they've got their 230-piece hand tool set for $99. If you're going to spend $100 on Dad and he has a limited supply or lost some of this stuff, this is a great buy for good tools. And now the other one that I thought was really good that was on a good shop tool list is the Home Depot Husky Wet Dry Shop Vacuum with a fine dust filter on it, with accessories, premium car cleaning kit, another one of those special buys. Great shop vac. If he's got an old shop vac and you want something for cleaning the cars and stuff out, that is a really good product right there. And I've really enjoyed mine. I've put mine through the paces and it's held up to it really well. Now I'm going to step outside here for outdoor power tools because this is another good one. The Greenworks Pro 60-volt max brushless lithium-ion self-propelled 21-inch cordless electric lawnmower. This thing is amazing. I have it. I've used it. If you go over to my YouTube page, you'll be able to see it. I will post that up this week, that video I did on this lawnmower. This is a double battery lawnmower that you can go out and mow. It's got headlights on the front of it. It folds up, so it'll fold up in the garage and take up a lot less space. There's no reason anymore to have a gas lawnmower because this will outperform any gas lawnmower out there. I love this thing, and no one's going to pry this one out of my hands anytime soon. It does really well. Now, as far as leaf blower, I live in the woods, and so I get, every time it rains, I get stuff out of my fir trees and stuff around here. And I tell you what, this thing, I have a, it's a 60-volt max, Greenworks again. It's their lithium-ion brushless cordless electric leaf blower. I did a video on this one, too. I love this thing. It works super well. And it'll go out there and it'll I can walk around the house and blow the driveway. I mean, we have, you know, half acre of property here, so we've got a lot of space and a lot of driveway. It cleans stuff up really well. So it's impressive. And for just a handheld blower, it'll knock your socks off. And so that is a good one as well. And now the other one here is a chainsaw. So if dear old Dad needs a chainsaw, I love this one. I've got lots of different. This is kind of one of my favorite chainsaws because I've got 3 or 4 of them. And this one here is the Milwaukee M18. Again, it's a battery-powered chainsaw. That Milwaukee chainsaw is my favorite chainsaw. It works really well. I've got the DeWalt and the Greenworks. They're both great. But if you really want to use a chainsaw, that is my heavy-duty one right there. And it outperforms just about anything out there. So that is one that I would really pay attention to because I love it. And it's something that's going to work really, really well for you. Now, let's step outside here to the barbecue area because, you know, barbecues are always a hot item. And I've got two different barbecues out here. Both are charcoal because I love the smell of charcoal. And there's a lot of different things you can get out there. I mean, you can literally go out and spend, you know, $150 on a barbecue and you can spend $10,000 on a barbecue. So this is just all over the place. But value-wise, to me, there is nothing more classic than a Weber kettle barbecue. And I've got two of them up right here. This is their Performer Series, which works really well. It's just your traditional kettle. What I like about this one is how it has down below, it has a catch basin for all of your little things that come out of that barbecue. So all the ashes and stuff go down into this, and then you can seal it up really well. It's a step up from their super basic barbecue, but that's a really good one. And then what I've got here is I've got the original Kettle Series here, but it's got the it has the table with it and a propane start. And so you can sit there and start with propane, and you don't have to use any of the chemicals to start with. It works out really well. That is one of those ones that I just absolutely enjoy. And when I need to just jump on and do some quick cooking, that is my little go-to right there. And it's got a nice table so you can put stuff with it. And it's got timer and stuff with it. So it's a really good buy as far as that goes. Now, for smart home ideas, this is where I think it's kind of fun. So Lutron, they've got a 25% off sale right now on their smart bulb dimmer, and it's really cool. So what this does is that, you know, one of the biggest problems with smart home stuff is if you go in and turn the light switch off, now all of a sudden you got a smart dimmer. That's been the challenges with that bulb. You can't really now use it because, well, you turn the power off because you use the light switch. This covers up the top of it and gives you a way to leave that on, control it, and it keeps people from accidentally clicking that switch off. So that's a good one. I've got the link down below for that. Now, one of the other ones that I think is really good is the Samsung SmartThings hub. This is your smart home hub that controls everything in your house that's smart. So this keeps you basically from having to have 10 different apps. So if dad's a technology guy, this will let you control everything from your washer and dryer if you have a Samsung, or your TV that's a Samsung, but you can control your Z-Wave locks and stuff. So if you've got some nice locks on the front door, or you've got those Lutron, you know, all those different things will work with this. Take a look and see to make sure that all the smart home stuff works with it, because that is a little bit of a problem with smart home stuff. But I tell you what, it is one of those things that'll work great. And once you put that in, it makes life so much easier. But when it comes to smart homes, that SmartThings hub by Samsung is going to be really the brains of the operation. So it's one of those things that always good to have. Now, this one here is for dear old dad that is always complaining about who's leaving the lights on. This is my expensive energy bill, all those kind of things. Head over to sense.com, and they have a home energy monitoring system that'll tell you exactly where every dollar and every penny is being spent on that electricity bill. So it tracks electricity. It uses artificial intelligence to monitor that. You've heard me talk about it on the radio show and podcast before. And it is something that really keeps track of everything really well. And it will tell you where you're wasting money in your home, and it'll monitor that stuff really well. So that is one of those things that I absolutely love using around the house. I use it. It works well. And I've had a lot of fun with that. Now, we're going to do something a little different that we've talked about for dear old dad in this buyer's guide. A little bit of downtime stuff. Well, downtime, we're talking whiskey here. One of my favorites that we have around the house here, just for everyday drinking, that, you know, right before dinner time, have a sip, you know, just downtime kind of stuff. One of my favorites right now is Redneck Riviera whiskey right now. This stuff is great. It's a small batch whiskey with a vanilla honey smoothness and that little bit of subtle oak. I love it. John Rich from Big and Rich has come up with it. And this is it's just a really smooth, easy drinking, you know, American whiskey, and it's really good. Made here in Portland, so I'll say that, and it's really good. If you remember, if you go back way back in the Wayback Machine, when I was doing another podcast called Are We Fired Over This, my sponsor with another sponsor, this whiskey, to be honest, tastes almost exactly like it, and it's from that same distributor, so it makes me scratch my head and wonder a little bit if it's not very much the same batch for that, but it is a good drinking whiskey, and I absolutely love that. And now my next one here is, if you've got that dad that loves to drink red wine just for that downtime, maybe with dinner, check out CooperWineCompany.com. They are one of my favorite wineries out there. Neil Cooper is a personal friend of mine. Head to CooperWineCompany.com and you see the link. And if you want to get great wine, they can ship it out to you right there. And if you're in Red Mountain, over in the Tri-Cities in Eastern Washington, head up there, join the Coop Club if he's got a space available on it up there, because that is his wine club, and you will get some amazing wines. If you like red, big, bold wines for dad, this is the one place to go that you'll absolutely love. So the other one I want to talk about is Aviation Gin. Now, this is a guy that used to have a show that came on after mine, after the Cowboy Cook, Ryan. He started this with another guy here in Portland, and then Ryan Reynolds picked it up. And if you've been watching anything with Ryan Reynolds, he has, you know, it's, as he puts it, it's the finest American gin owned by a Canadian. And aviationgin.com is a great, easy drinking, you know, smooth gin that has not got a heavy juniper taste to it. And if you want something, a cool bottle that is very drinkable as far as gin goes, even for people that don't like gin, you can make this have an amazing cocktail. So that is another one of those for downtime for dear old dad, that aviationgin.com, take a peek at it. They can even ship it to you, but more importantly, you can get it in most local liquor stores that where you can legally purchase this stuff. And of course, kids must be 21 and over to buy this stuff, because well, that's the way it is here in the States. So anyway, these are some of my Father's Day tips that I think are great little things. And some of these are very inexpensive. You know, some of these things you can buy $50 with or $60 with on up. And I tried to come up with some stuff for you that was going to be affordable, different, and something enjoyable for dear old dad for Father's Day. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. We've got some fun stuff ahead. I wanted to get this podcast out to everybody, so more importantly, they could do some shopping this week. And I didn't want to wait till next weekend where we'd be doing a Saturday show and everybody would be out last minute shopping and not have an opportunity to do it. Thanks for listening to Around the House with Eric G. I really appreciate it. And stay tuned for more. Thanks for listening to Around the House. Everyone, it's Eric G from Around the House. I'm teaming up with Cam Anderson, yeah, the epoxy live edge master from Blacktail Studio, for his biggest project yet, a full home remodeling on his stunning Blacktail Ranch. We're talking about this charming but dated farmhouse, from lead paint chic to a modern functional dream home. Structural fixes, smart layouts, custom woodworking flair, real budgets, hiccups, pro tips, all documented step by step. If you're a Blacktail fan or love epic renovations, this is your series. Head to my YouTube channel right now, search Around the House Eric G, subscribe, and check out the Blacktail Ranch playlist. Cam's intro video is live, and a fresh episode will be dropping very soon. Don't miss this transformation and subscribe today.